our sports here on Robin Hood Radio. You know, I know that actors, sports stars, famous people like to try to influence and move things around. And it's good. I mean, you want to work for the environment. You want to work for racial equality. You want to work for and you want to go public. That's fine. But when you risk putting your public opinion out there as a sports star or as a movie star or as just a regular famous person, a TV star, you risk on creating more trouble for yourself than it is. It's good to get behind something and work for something and back something, but it is also not so good when you stir things up, all right? I don't know how to explain this, but all you've done, all you've put on the line your whole life can be ruined by just making announcements that, if people listen to them in full, they may make little sense, but when they get printed out as headlines, they make you look foolish. And you know what? I hate to say it, there's a lot of the media out there that just looks for a few keywords and they like to post things up there. Sooner or later, these people are going to learn, these stars and sports and TV and everything else. Just don't do it. Well, anyway, let's move on to the other side of sports. The Raptors had a strong third quarter, and they got themselves a 114-103 win over the Nets yesterday. That's a little bit surprising, to be quite honest with you. The Nets are one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference of the NBA. The Knicks beat the Hawks in overtime, 137-127. So the Knicks keep on winning, which is just staggering what they're doing. Coming up today, the Celtics will take on the Suns. That's the only action tomorrow. The Nets take on the Celtics. And that's the way that looks. But then once again, when you go to the standings and you look at the East, it really is amazing. The top four teams in the Eastern Conference in the NBA, the 76ers have a half game lead over the Nets. Then it's the Bucks 3.5 back. And then in fourth place, the Knicks. The Knicks are now 6 games above 500. They've won 8 games in a row. These young players have really turned things around, and the doldrums appear maybe to be on the verge of being shaken off at Madison Square Garden. Moving over to the National Hockey League yesterday, we'll see what teams were in action yesterday. I don't see any of the Devils. Nobody was in action yesterday. Today, the Devils will take on the Penguins. The Bruins will take on the Sabres. The Rangers will take on the Flyers. The Islanders will take on the Capitals. So it is a full day, a full day looking at hockey in our region. All right. Is there anything else in sports that we can go to? I think that's about it. We covered the National Hockey League. We didn't cover baseball. What's the matter with me? What's the matter you? Remember that song? Gotta know respect. All right. I don't think many of the local teams were in action yesterday. Maybe I'm wrong. Let me scan down here. The Braves beat the Yankees 4-1. Yeah, they were in action. The Red Sox lost to the Blue Jays, and the Mets were pounded by the Cubs 16-4. So I really could have left baseball out for our local teams, as they all had a rough day yesterday. All right, Mike will be back tomorrow, and we'll have a lot to talk about Friday, the upcoming weekend activity, what went on tonight, and also take a look at racing over the weekend as well. So Mike will join us tomorrow morning here on Robin Hood Radio with Sports.